Officials in the Bush administration say they plan to release an expanded list tomorrow of individuals and organizations whose financial assets are being targeted in the campaign against terrorism. 27 names were on the original list. Officials say they will add at least 20 more. But expanding the list risks antagonizing countries that the U.S. will need as allies in the weeks ahead. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Intelligence analysts have evidence linking many companies, individuals, and groups around the world to the network of accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. But pursuing them too publicly could be detrimental to the larger cause. A good example is a charitable group based in Pakistan called the Rabita Trust. It reportedly made the original White House list, but was yanked at the last minute. Rabita Trust was founded in the late 1980s to help repatriate Pakistani refugees living in Bangladesh. It's suspected that some of its funds go to terrorist groups. But Jonathan Weiner, a senior diplomat during the Clinton administration who worked on international financial crime issues, says targeting its assets is politically sensitive.
The government of Pakistan has repeatedly been involved with the Rabita Trust, which is an important national issue, which is bringing home fellow Pakistanis who were oppressed from their perspective once upon a time in India, were oppressed again and have been oppressed again as refugees in Bangladesh, and bringing them home. That's been a cause of the Pakistani government for many, many years now.
The Bush administration has identified other non-governmental or charitable groups as a major source of funding for terrorism. The challenge, Jonathan Weiner says, is to find a way to go after those groups without harming legitimate Islamic charities that do vital humanitarian work.
What has to happen is that the religious leaders in the Islamic world who are sponsoring and supporting and organizing and running these charitable organizations need to work with governments where they're located to try and figure out ways to protect those charities from being contaminated by abuses.
William Wexler served on the National Security Council tracking the financing of suspected terrorists, including Osama bin Laden. He says that in his experience, governments that wanted to help cut off funding often couldn't,
because they simply didn't have the legal and regulatory framework domestically in their own country that would have allowed them to get the kind of information that the U.S. needed. They didn't audit charities regularly. They don't examine banks regularly. They don't have an anti-money laundering regime that meets international standards. And that's the real fundamental problem in many of these countries. That's the environment in which terrorist and criminal financing can flourish.
When President Bush released his original list of 27 groups and individuals whose assets should be frozen, questions were asked about why some groups made the list and others didn't. William Wexler says that sometimes it's in U.S. interest not to put a group on the list.
Because by not listing it, we can actually get more cooperation, that there can be basically a behind-the-scenes, quiet quid pro quo. The U.S. won't list the charity, but in return, the charity will give us more information or the government will take more actions than they otherwise were willing to take. That's a good deal for the United States.
What's imperative, Wexler says, is to avoid diplomatic disasters. You don't want to put a charity on the list, he says, and then find out that a member of the royal family serves on its board of directors. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.